Hello friends, the tens on duty today are Los Angeles and New York. Turn number two, Los Angeles, please.
Dear friends, let's take a moment and think why we came here today and what we want to get out of this lesson. Let's ask the Creator together to unite all the ten in this lesson into one, so we can bring some contentment together. Uh-huh.
Dear friend, it's good to be with you. It's this lesson is starting. This is the time where we renew our agreement with each other. You know, it's the covenant. It's the place where we build a kli. This is the place where we can receive. And we already know all the rules of how to receive correctly. Which means that we are agreeing to try to work only for the sake of the others without a reward. We don't know how it's done, but we have all the roadmap in front of us. We have friends to help us, to inspire us, to give us good envy. We have the best guide we could hope for. So all we have to do is to agree to do this work now, before the lesson starts. We can do this together.
ונקרא קטע מקור מתוך איגרת 47 של בעל הסולם. איגרת ממזיין.
And we'll read from letter 47. Therefore, let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near to come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friends as yourself, will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal, and it will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all crimes. And test me in that, and begin to truly connect in love, and then you will see the palate will taste, and all the people will not separate between you and me.
New York, אנחנו לא שומעים.
New York, can't hear you.
Sorry. How do we view everything the Creator sends us as an invitation to yearn for lover friends? Again, for an active workshop. How do we view everything the Creator sends us as an invitation to yearn for lover friends?
I was trying to think about it yesterday at the end of the day, and I saw how many opportunities the Creator sent you in the day to pray to the center of the ten and opportunities I missed. And the answer was that every time there's a strong contact between the friends, it gives you strength for a few more hours to go back to there. Of course, we can Zoom all day, but maybe we should go back to placing guards, maybe like a rolling daily task, because activity on WhatsApp also gives life to the 10. Marcus.
Seeing everything that the Creator is sending us as an invitation to yearn for love of friends. Since in each moment we receive the opposite, we receive desires and pleasures for oneself. So in everything like that, if we invert it and put another effort into the society, the friends, then by that we acquire the yearning through it, by the effort. Towards a place where, by default, the Creator is placing us there. So as much as we help one another beyond the default state, we acquire that yearning for love. Hagi.
How do we see everything that the Creator sends us? An invitation to yearn for love, for instance, what? Everything we do during the day that's not connected to people on the outside or making a living. How can we see it as an invitation for yearning for love of friends? Everything we do between us, only there can we begin to scratch this yearning for love of friends. That's how it seems to me. So what we did yesterday, working on the envy, and a friend called a friend and gave us a chance. Or during the Zoom meetings. Avinom.
Can hold on to it only with help to one another. First of all, that it comes from the Creator, then that it is leading us to the purpose of creation. First, that we extract from the lesson the prayer for the prayer during the day. Amit.
The answer is in the question. Life has to consist of the Creator and the friends. And then everything that we come across during the day will remind us to turn to the friends, and then the friends ask for the strength to turn to Him. But this is what we have to have in life. The Creator and the friends, and the person has to put them together in this whole life, all reality. So we need to work on it together and ask with each other in this. Now, during the lesson, that's the work. Or did.
I don't have much to add. I have to ask for the force out of the disquiet of the point in the heart. More friends say yearning for it. I don't know how you can have a yearning. I guess if we would want it, we would have attained it.
Everyone in it is, in fact, a member. Is a member that you have to join with to unify, because it's one. It's really one. That's the point. Okay. I'm sorry. Who goes? Oh, Gavi. I'm sorry. Oh, please go ahead. We'll change order. No,
Adam, go ahead. Say the question.
Thank you, friends. Question for a silent workshop. Sorry, brothers. Let's connect our hearts and come to a prayer that love your friend as yourself will literally come true in the friends in this lesson. Once again, question for a silent workshop. Let's connect our hearts and come to a prayer that love your friend as yourself will literally come true in the friends in this lesson.